for the choir master to the tune of the Do of the Dawn. A psalm of David, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my words of groaning. I cry out by day, oh my God, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted, they trusted, and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were set free. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me, they sneer and shake their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let the Lord deliver him. Let the Lord rescue him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me forth from the womb. You made me secure at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. They open their jaws against me, like lions that roar and moan. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are disjointed. It melts away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. The dogs surround me, a band of evil men encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my but you, O Lord, be not far off, O my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of wild dogs. Save me from the mouth of the lion, at the horns of the wild ox, and you have answered me. I will proclaim your name to my descendants of Jacob, honor him. All offspring of Israel, revere him. For he has not despised or detested the torment of the afflicted. He has not hidden his face from him, but has attended to his cry for help. My praise for you resounds in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before him. Go down to the dust, will kneel before him. souls unable to preserve their lives. Posterity will serve him. They will declare the Lord to a new generation. They will come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn. All that he has done.